It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack.
This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out. Now, I got to tell you, a lot of us go to the department stores. You see these expensive cosmetics. Often I'm asked, does a product have to cost a lot to make it work? And I'm going to tell you no. We're going to talk about today different things you can do to save money and actually have fun by making your own cosmetics. That's right. We're going to make our own cosmetics today. I'm going to share with you some recipes that you're going to have fun doing. You're going to see some great results. This is something, moms, you can love to do with your daughters, a great mother-daughter day. Maybe you just want to invite a few friends over, have girls' night in, and just make a couple different products, get together, have a glass of wine. So I'm going to share with you a few things. It's a new year. It's a new you. So let's start with one of my favorite recipes a lot of women have asked me for, is how do I get rid of cellulite? So first of all, I want to get rid of some of these myths people have about cellulite and tell you how you can get rid of it. So let's talk about it. First of all, is cellulite the result of aging? No, that's a myth. When in reality, cellulite is a concern of 90% of adult women. Number two, cellulite is the result of obesity. Wrong. While your diet can affect the appearance of cellulite, it's not the result of being overweight. Cellulite can even be more of a concern with skinny, slender people, more females, okay, that don't exercise. Exercise is going to play a big role. We're going to talk more about it. Okay, myth number three, is cellulite made of abnormal fat tissue? Well, okay, this one's partially true. Cellulite is from the dimpling of these abnormal fat tissues, but the real cause is the connective tissue responsible for holding the fat tissue in place. Number four, cellulite's inherited. Ain't wrong again. It's a myth. Only in the sense that being female is inherited, is cellulite inherited. That's right. Women suffer from cellulite, and so that's the only thing that you're inheriting here is by being female. There's several contributing factors that lead to cellulite, and that's what we're going to address. Okay? Is first of all, an insulin resistance? Maybe it's a lack of exercise? Hormonal peaks and valleys? All these can create cellulite. So what can we do? First is make some lifestyle changes. Okay? Cellulite is more common among those that sit or stand for extended periods of time. Well, sitting here talking on a microphone. Maybe it's sitting at your desk all day long. Maybe you have a job that requires you to stand all day long. Whether you're standing or sitting, you're in one position. Your body needs to move around. So simply taking a walk or getting up and moving a little bit will make a big difference. Number two, what we eat will make a huge difference. I'm not just suggesting a crash diet, but rather understanding that the foods you eat can play a role in this. So too much fat, too many carbohydrates can increase the appearance of cellulite. So what I would suggest, cut back a little bit on the fat and carbohydrates, but more importantly, drink plenty of water and increase the fiber intake. The water and the fiber, they're going to help flush out your body, and that's going to help break this up and help get rid of some of the cellulite. And we're going to get to this recipe in just a minute. I want to tell you, some women wear clothing that's too tight. That can cut off circulation and increase the risk of cellulite. So what can you do? A topical scrub and certain lotions will help break up these fatty deposits. So let me tell you, you can rush out and buy these expensive products. You can buy products that are labeled for cellulite, say goodbye to cellulite, cellulite free, whatever they want to say. But I'm going to tell you, I like waking up every morning with my cup of coffee. And I'm going to tell you a secret. Save the grounds from your coffee, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a product with those grounds that's going to help you save money, it's going to help you get rid of cellulite, and you're going to have fun doing it. Caffeine is one of the most popular active ingredients for getting rid of cellulite. The molecule of the caffeine actually can get to the lower layers of the skin and get where it needs to be, more so than any other ingredient. So why waste money on these expensive creams? Here's a simple recipe that you can make. Take a quarter cup of brown sugar. Take 3/4 cup of ground coffee. That's right, used coffee grounds from the pot of coffee you made today. If you're like me, that's one day's worth or even a small morning's worth. But if you need to, a couple days worth. Okay. So 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 3/4 cup of ground coffee, 1/4 cup of virgin olive oil, 2 teaspoons of flaxseed oil, and add a couple drops of an essential oil like peppermint oil. Mix these into a bowl. Then, when you're in the bath or just sitting on the edge of the tub because you don't want to make a mess, massage this onto the affected area. Massage this over the areas that you are concerned with using a little bit of pressure. Do this for a moment or two. What it's going to do is break up those fatty deposits. It's going to deliver the caffeine that's going to help increase circulation, help break up these deposits, and you're going to see a little less dimpling, and you're going to see a breaking up of the cellulite. Then when you're done, rinse it away, follow with your body lotion. So these are one of my favorite tips of what you can do to get rid of cellulite. Any leftover of the recipe you just made, keep it in the refrigerator, because notice we made this all naturally. There are no preservatives to it. So it will not last more than a few days unless you put it in the refrigerator. Now, if you have cellulite, if you've gone through a pregnancy, if you've grown a little bit fast, maybe you got onto a crash diet and lost some weight, one of the most popular things I get asked is, what do I do about stretch marks? I'm going to give you one other quick recipe to help you get rid of those stretch marks. These are ingredients naturally found in your kitchen. If not, simple to get at your local grocery store. So follow with me. And what I'm going to do is post these recipes later on our website. So I'll go through it quickly, but don't worry, you'll be able to download them. Here's my personal recipe for a stretch mark cream. Take 1/4 cup of cocoa butter. Mix in 1 tablespoon of wheat germ oil, 1 teaspoon of sesame seed oil, 1 teaspoon of apricot oil. And then take those vitamin E capsules you see on the shelf, break them open, release the oil from it. The vitamin E is going to help nourish the skin, while the essential fatty acids and the other nutrients from the other oils are going to do the same. Then take 2 teaspoons of grated beeswax. Add 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Combine all of it. Even heat it in a small pan on low heat to get it consistent. It'll melt all the ingredients together. Then stir, remove it from the heat. And you're going to find once it cools that you've created a cream that can be massaged over any area that you have with stretch marks. And you're going to find it's going to nourish the skin, help get rid of the stretch marks, and you're going to have softer looking skin in no time. So let me share with you. Today we just killed some of the myths people have about cellulite. We shared a recipe how you can make it yourself and quit spending a fortune on these cellulite creams and take care of it yourself. We just shared a way to get rid of stretch marks by making a product naturally at home. So save money, have fun, have your friends over, make it a mother-daughter day. So those are some of my fun recipes. I've got a lot more to cover, so I invite you back to listen into the show. This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out on the Radio MD Network. And I'm going to share more recipes with you each show. We're going to post them on the website, and I've got all kinds of recipes coming up. If you've got a request, you can ask us at radiomd.com or go to our Facebook page, and I'll be glad to share it with you in the future. These are natural products, and so save the money, avoid toxic chemicals, and find products that work. And then what I'm going to do is share another recipe of a quick one real quick. I'm told we've got the time. So here's my favorite. Take your favorite hair conditioner. Add 1/2 teaspoon of olive oil in the palm of your hand with your favorite hair conditioner. Rub them together, massage it through your hair, and condition your hair as normal. You're going to find that additional olive oil will nourish the hair follicle. You're going to find more radiant hair after the very first time you use it. So here's one quick simple recipe that you can do in no time at all. Again, a little bit of teaspoon, 1/2 teaspoon of olive oil with your favorite hair conditioner mixed in the palm of your hands and massage in as normal. It'll nourish the scalp and your hair and then rinse out. This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out on the Radio MD, on the Radio MD Network. I have so much more to cover. So just wait until you hear this.